Welcome to the deep dive. Ever had that really strong gut feeling about something? Or, you know, those butterflies in your stomach when you're nervous? We used to just think of those as, well, just sayings, right? Metaphors. But it turns out science is showing they're actually real clues. Hints about this constant conversation happening inside us. It's this hidden link, really, between our digestion and our brain, and it affects way more than we probably realize. So today, we're diving into that, where your gut health meets your emotions, basically. If you've ever struggled with anxiety or maybe gut stuff like bloating, IBS, that kind of thing, or honestly, if you're just curious about feeling better, like truly better from the inside out, this deep dive is for you. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? Those gut feelings, they're not just random. Science actually backs them up now. It shows this real two-way street. And that's what we're digging into today, what scientists call the gut-brain axis. Our mission really is for you to get a handle on this communication system. It's complex, yes, but understanding it, well, it has huge implications for your overall well-being. Seriously profound.
Okay, so the gut-brain axis. At its simplest, people call it a superhighway between the brain and the gut, which I guess is a decent starting point, but it sounds like it's much more than just one road, right? It's like this whole network, nerves, chemicals, signals bouncing back and forth all the time. When I was prepping for this, the vagus nerve kept popping up. It's described as this super long nerve, almost like a direct cable connecting the brain right to the gut. But that's only part of the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seems like the gut microbiome, you know, the bacteria, they're doing a lot of the work here too.
Oh, absolutely. What's fascinating here is just how central that microbiome is. I mean, you've got trillions of bacteria living in your gut. It's this whole bustling ecosystem, good and bad microbes living together. And when it's in balance, when it's healthy, it actually helps make neurotransmitters, chemicals your brain needs. And get this, this fact is kind of mind-blowing. Serotonin, that chemical linked to feeling good, happiness, keeping anxiety in check, up to 90% of it.
No.
It's not made in your brain. It's made in your gut.
90%. Seriously?
90%. Yeah. It's not just some interesting biological fact. It fundamentally changes how we think about emotions. Mm-hmm. Your gut isn't just breaking down food. It's literally actively shaping how you feel day to day.
Wow. Okay. 90%. That's huge. So does that imply that maybe focusing on gut health could be even more important for mood than, say, typical mental health approaches that target the brain directly?
Right.
Or is it more like they work together?
It's definitely more a partnership, I'd say. They absolutely influence each other. Think of it like a feedback loop.
Right. Okay. So if this gut-brain connection is so vital and so complex, what are the main things that mess it up? What throws this whole system out of whack?
Well, there are quite a few common culprits, unfortunately. Things like a diet heavy in processed foods, lots of sugar, that's a big one. Chronic stress is another major disruptor. Also, taking antibiotics too often can wipe out good bacteria. And even just not getting enough sleep consistently.
Okay, so stress, diet, sleep. The usual suspects in some ways.
Pretty much. And when these things happen, it can lead to inflammation in the gut lining and also something called dysbiosis.
Dysbiosis. That just means the balance of microbes is off.
Exactly. An unhealthy microbial balance. And the immediate results, the ones you might notice first, are often digestive. You know, bloating, maybe constipation, new food sensitivities, feeling really tired.
Right. The physical stuff.
Yeah.
But you're saying it doesn't stop there.
Not at all. If we connect this to the bigger picture, that's where it gets really interesting for mood and mind. That gut imbalance can show up as mood swings, that persistent brain fog where you just can't think clearly, low energy, and even, yeah, symptoms that look a lot like clinical anxiety or depression.
Hmm. Brain fog and low energy. Those are tricky though, right? So many things can cause that. How do you start to figure out if it's actually coming from your gut versus something else?
That's a great question. It's often about looking at the whole picture. Are digestive symptoms also present?
Mm-hmm.
But the research is getting clearer. Multiple studies now show that people with conditions like IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, or inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's or colitis, they have significantly higher rates of anxiety and depression.
So there's a documented link.
A very strong one. And it goes both ways. Mental health issues can worsen gut problems, and gut problems can worsen mental health. It really challenges that old idea of separating physical and mental health. So the key insight here, I think, is this. When your digestion feels consistently off, pay attention. Your emotions might actually be signaling something important about your gut health, too.
Okay, that makes sense. It sounds like the gut is really sensitive. So if we're talking about what affects it, diet has to be massive, right? What we eat every single day. We know the processed stuff, the sugar, the artificial things, they're bad news. They fuel inflammation, hurt the good bacteria. We get that. But what's the flip side? What's the good news?
Yeah.
What kind of foods really nourish this gut-brain connection?
Right. The good news is there's a lot we can do with food. Think fiber. Lots of fiber-rich foods. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes. These feed your good gut bugs. Then you have fermented foods. Things like yogurt with live cultures, kefir, kimchi, sauerkraut. They contain beneficial bacteria themselves. Probiotics. And don't forget prebiotics. These are specific types of fiber that act like fertilizer for the good microbes. You find them in things like garlic, onions, bananas, asparagus.
Garlic and onions. Okay, so stuff we probably eat already.
Exactly. And here's a really compelling example of how diet ties in. Studies looking at the Mediterranean diet.
Heard a lot about that one.
Right. It's rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, olive oil, healthy fats. And researchers have found that people who follow this style of eating tend to have lower rates of both depression and anxiety.
Lower rates just from the diet.
It seems to play a significant role. Yeah. So it drives home the point. It's not just about eating clean for your body weight or physical health. It's very much about eating to support your mental and emotional balance, too.
That Mediterranean diet connection is powerful. But we say someone listening can't just completely switch to Mediterranean overnight. Are there maybe one or two key things from that diet that could give a quick boost, like low-hanging fruit for gut health?
That's a practical point. I'd say focusing on increasing plant diversity is huge. Just trying to eat a wider variety of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and whole grains each week. Even small additions help feed different types of good bacteria, and maybe consciously swapping some refined grains for whole grains or adding some fermented food like yogurt a few times a week. Small steps add up.
Okay, plant diversity and maybe some yogurt. Got it. But it's not only food, is it?
Mm-hmm.
We touched on stress earlier. That seems huge, too. Most of us have felt that nervous stomach before a big presentation or something. That's the gut-brain axis right there in real time, isn't it? But how does stress actually do that? What's happening physiologically?
Yeah, that feeling is very real. When you're stressed, your body goes into that fight or flight mode. Your sympathetic nervous system kicks in. And biologically, survival takes priority over digestion. So blood flow actually gets shunted away from your digestive organs towards your muscle.
Ah, okay. So less blood flow.
Right. Stomach acid production might decrease, which makes digestion harder. Mm. The movement of food through your gut motility can slow down or speed up erratically. And chronic stress definitely increases overall inflammation, including in the gut.
Wow. Okay. So stress basically tells your gut, not important right now.
Pretty much. And then there's sleep, or rather lack of it. Sleep deprivation is another major stressor on the body. It can directly mess with the balance of your gut microbiome. And it also tends to increase levels of cortisol, the main stress hormone.
Which then probably makes gut issues worse and makes you feel more stressed, like a cycle.
Exactly. It becomes this vicious cycle. Poor sleep leads to poor gut health and higher stress, which leads to poorer sleep and so on.
So this really highlights why things like mindfulness or deep breathing aren't just fluffy wellness trends.
Not at all. They actively help shift your nervous system out of that stressed fight or flight state and into the rest and digest state, the parasympathetic mode. That's why practices like deep belly breathing, meditation, even gentle yoga, or just spending time in nature, they aren't just good for calming your mind. They are physiologically beneficial, actually essential, for your digestion and overall gut health, too.
That's such a powerful connection. That mindful pause you take isn't just mental. It's physically helping your gut.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of the connection, what disrupts it, diet, stress, sleep. Now let's get really practical. With all this knowledge, what can people listening do? How can they actively strengthen this gut-brain link and maybe start feeling better from the inside out? What are the key takeaways?
Right, let's boil it down to actionable steps. First, focus on whole foods, more plants, more fiber. Try adding some fermented foods like we mentioned, yogurt, kefir, kimchi. And stay hydrated, water is crucial.
Okay, eat more whole foods, add fiber and ferments, drink water. Got it. What else?
Second, try to limit the things that trigger inflammation. That means being mindful of alcohol intake, maybe cutting back on excess caffeine, definitely reducing refined sugars and heavily processed snacks.
Makes sense. Limit the inflammatory stuff. Number three.
Move your body regularly. Doesn't have to be intense. Even just a 20-minute walk most days makes a big difference for gut motility, moving things along, and it's a great stress reducer too.
Daily movement, good one. What's next?
Practice some form of stress reduction daily. Mindfulness, deep breathing, even 5 minutes can start to calm your nervous system and help switch on that rest and digest mode. Find what works for you.
5 minutes a day. Doable. Okay, last one.
Prioritize sleep. It's foundational. Aim for that sweet spot of 7 to 9 hours of quality, consistent sleep per night. It allows your body, including your gut, to repair and reset.
So whole foods, limit triggers, move daily, practice mindfulness, prioritize sleep. That's a solid list.
It is. And one crucial final point. If you are really struggling with ongoing gut issues or persistent anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges, please reach out for professional support. A good dietitian, a therapist, maybe an integrative or functional medicine doctor, they can help you dig deeper and figure out the root causes for your specific situation. This stuff is powerful, but sometimes you need personalized guidance.
That's a really important reminder. Okay, so wrapping this up, the big message here seems to be that our gut is so much more than just plumbing, right?
Absolutely. It's like a second brain almost, deeply involved in making your mood, building your resilience. And honestly, it's a key place where healing can start.
So maybe the final thought for everyone listening is, the next time you feel emotionally off or mentally foggy, just pause for a second and check in with your gut. What's it telling you?
Yeah, listen to those signals. They might be trying to communicate something really important.
Understanding this connection, this dialogue happening inside you, it's empowering. It gives you tools to potentially feel a whole lot better from the inside out.
Definitely.
Well, this has been fascinating. Until next time, take really good care of your gut.
And your mind will thank you for it.
Yeah.